In Cuba, tens of thousands of people have gone to Havana's Plaza of the Revolution to pay their respects to the late Fidel Castro. Leftist allies have also arrived from around the world to join in a final rally commemorating the communist leader. Castro's ashes will then be taken east, retracing in reverse his 1959 march on Havana. The rally has just begun, and earlier today I spoke with NPR's Carrie Kahn, who was watching people arrive.
It's a very solemn scene right now. The mass that you said will take place later tonight, that mass celebration. So right now, people have been filing in very orderly, very quiet under this very hot Caribbean sun up to the National Monument for the Cuban leader, José Martí. And inside, they walk into three lines where it's just a picture of Fidel Castro as a youth and flowers, and they stop and say their respects privately and then walk right through. And it's a very quiet line. I talked to some people as they came out. Some are crying. Many were very moved. They said this is just a really painful time for Cubans.
Tell us a little bit more about what you're hearing from the people you're talking to there.
Well, keep in mind that I'm right here at the Plaza of the Revolution. This is where the ardent supporters of Fidel are coming. And they're, you know, we see a large outpouring of grief and sadness. You're not going to hear any dissident views or people saying anything other than fond remembrances of Fidel. You know, dissidents here have kept a very quiet under wraps, like the very famous ladies in white who always do their Sunday demonstrations canceled that last Sunday and this Sunday, and you just don't hear anything other than adoration here for Fidel Castro. You know, reportedly, according to his wishes, he was cremated, so his body isn't there. You don't see the frail 90-year-old weak former leader. Well, all we see are posters, pictures, and shrines, including this 9-story tall portrait of Fidel towering over the plaza as a youthful, powerful rebel. And I really think that's what the state is orchestrating here, is this picture of how the state wants everyone to remember Castro.
As we mentioned, other leftist leaders from around the world have come to Havana for today's ceremony. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is there. What is planned for tonight?
It's this mass celebration. That's all they're telling us, and that they're going to fill the Plaza of the Revolution with people. They're being bussed in from all over the city. They just want a big celebration. There are dignitaries here, and it's really curious, like, who is coming and who is not on that list. Castro is still well-loved among his leftist comrades in Latin America and Africa, but so we do see those leaders, as you said. And Robert Mugabe, the 92-year-old leader of Zimbabwe, arrived this morning. But, you know, China's president didn't come, and a big surprise, neither did Russia's Putin. So it's interesting who will be here and who will not.
And tomorrow, Castro's remains begin their journey east to Santiago de Cuba, where his revolution was born and where he will be buried on Sunday. It has been almost 6 decades since Castro took power. Tell us a little bit about how Cuba has changed since then.
Oh, much, much different. At the time when he did this victory march, you know, Cuba was dominated by the U.S. companies here, especially in the sugar industry and in the farmlands of Cuba. And, you know, Castro nationalized all of that. But today, the countryside in Cuba and the economy here in the capital is still struggling. Growth is just abysmal right now, despite these tremendous gains in tourism. You've heard about the tourism rush here and telecommunications. But the sugar industry, once Cuba's dominant industry, is just decimated. Commodity prices have crashed. And Venezuela, its most important ally, has cut its all-important oil subsidies. So it's really be interesting to see how, you know, Cuba can pull itself out of this. It has opened up the economy to a burgeoning private sector, but only so far, because this is a one-party state and they have a tight, ironclad hold on the economy. So it's going to be interesting to see how this private sector fares in a Cuba now without Fidel.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking with us from Havana. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.